As you know, IEBC has been preparing for the coming in election on the 4th of March. We have made all the necessary preparations. We have also trained our officers. In fact, the last training for our consolidation coordinators ended last night, and I did close that particular seminar, and we emphasized that while appreciating their sacrifices and hard work, that we expect them to be above board to work professionals and to deliver results as they did during the referendum. We've also procured the necessary poll books or verification machines to ensure that whoever turns up at the polling station on the election day will be the person who has been registered. Right now, we are busy at the polling registration centers where Kenyans have been given 14 days. They can either go physically or just through SMS, whether they've been registered, whether their names have been correctly entered into the register. That exercise should end on the 29th. We are also finalizing procurement and strategic and non-strategic materials. But I think what is most important is that we've involved all the stakeholders. Like yesterday, we had a meeting of the National Political Party Liaison Committee. Today, also in the provinces, we've had meetings with the security, political parties, and other constitutional commissions to really work out on the need of a peaceful election. We've also put forward adverts in the papers concerning rules and regulations of nominations and our role once the party nomination is held. Our role is to not only monitor, but also if there are any fallout, we have the mandate to hear cases, because we had asked political parties to deposit their constitutions and the election rules. So we are confident that we shall be able to hold free and fair elections. And we also finalized an international conference, which was based by the former president of Zambia, Pierre Banda, on the need to prepare for the second round in case the first round of presidential elections, there is no clear winner.
Well, Ambassador Nzibo, there are suggestions that this election will be particularly hotly contested with the presidential vote. Now, how or what role do you think the various political parties can play to act as checks and balances while working closely with the IEBC to administer a credible vote?
Well, yesterday we had a symbolic signing of all the parties of the Code of Conduct, which will guide both the candidates and also the political parties in terms of having a peaceful exercise during the nominations, during campaigns, and also during the elections. On our part, as the Electoral Commission, we are guaranteeing the public and international community that we shall be free, fair, and transparent. We've also invited international local observers and local observers to come in. Today we did put up an advert for short-term observers. The Carter Center is already here, and we expect other observers to come. There was an NDI delegation some months back, so we expect them also that will come, the African Union and others, European Union, to come and observe our elections. We shall also be transmitting results live into the internet and also on live screens at the Bomas of Kenya, which will be the National Tallying Center, and also at the county level. So that there is transparency in terms of announcements of results, that anywhere in the world you can see a result as a trickle in, and you can compare to what is being announced at the level of the polling stations. That was the problem, 2007, that results that were announced, say, in Kiambu, when they arrived in Nairobi, they had been altered, and different results were being announced in Nairobi. We guarded against those discrepancies with poor security features, so that the forms are not tampered with, and of course the law has been made very tight. Officials who tamper with anything in the elections will be held responsible, and they will be prosecuted.
Well, Ambassador, we all know that the discrepancies or the perceived rigging during 2007 election led, or some people said, helped trigger the ensuing violence. Will you say that the IEBC has put in all necessary measures and the associated education process to educate Kenyans about what is about to take place, their role in it to ensure peace and a credible election that will be accepted by all?
We put a lot of effort into voter education, both in terms of what we are right now doing, the registration, to ensure that whoever has been registered turns up for the elections, and they'll be verified biometrically to ensure that no dead voters vote, because we remember during last election, there were over 1.2 million dead voters, and it was pointed out by the Kriegler Commission. So this time, we have a foolproof system. We are also training the international and domestic observers, party agents. So we are appealing to all the party agents be properly trained so that on the election day, people turn up in good time so that they can observe the election process. We also have a system where the presiding officer will be transmitting progress every 3 hours to the headquarters to ensure that they're being monitored. But most of all, we've also ensured that the results transmission will be very transparent, because that is where the problem was.